WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Well, this isn't a comeback story on the scale of Tina Turner. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has the story of the comeback of General Johnson.
Rock, roll, rock, roll.
The guy who wrote that there were no second acts in American lives never met General Johnson. Here's someone who managed a nearly impossible feat in the fast-changing world of popular music, reviving his career several times without making it look like a comeback. Now, Norman Johnson wasn't really a general. That was just what the guys he sang with called him, because he was such a natural leader. Probably this was due to his extensive experience. He made his first recording at the age of 11 as a member of a group called the Humdingers, and he was already a veteran of several gospel groups by then. The Humdingers were the hottest thing going in Norfolk, Virginia, but they didn't really get a break until 1961 when Joe Banaschak at Minute Records in New Orleans sent his talent scout, Alan Toussaint, up to Virginia to listen to them. He liked what he heard, and the first time they stepped into the studio, they cut a song due to be a classic.
You take some music, music, free-flowing music, some moving and grooving, rock and roll stands, take some hot beats, drums, beats.
It Will Stand was only a moderate hit at the time, but the group, which had been rechristened The Showmen, was hot. People loved the sort of strangled sound the general got out of his voice, and the way they had the gospel intensity the Isley Brothers got in their act.
When I left home and came to town, I thought I was the biggest sport around. I wore a pinchback suit and button shoes. The city boys called me a country dude. When I got to town, everything had changed. Everybody looking at me so strange. A horse blowing at the beep, 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 beep. A dog barking at the bow.
But Minute apparently had trouble promoting any act that wasn't New Orleans-based, and the Showmen eventually faded away. Johnson, though, had had a taste of fame and wasn't about to give up. He'd become friends with Lamont Dozier of Motown's famed writing and production team Holland, Dozier & Holland, and when they split with Motown over money and started their own Invictus label, they needed talent. Johnson had been writing material, and Dozier invited him to check out some of the people who were auditioning for Invictus. Soon, Johnson was singing with Danny Woods from Atlanta, Eddie Curtis from Philadelphia, and Harrison Kennedy, who was Canadian. They called themselves the Chairman of the Board. Naturally, with the team that had been behind the Supremes' run of number one records producing them, the Chairmen hit with their very first single.
Give me just a little more time, just a little more and I'll surely grow. Give me just a little more time, just a little more and time. I'll surely grow. Life's too short to make a mistake. Let's think of each other and hesitate.
Their next one, though, could have been right out of the vaults of classic Motown.
You got me dangling on a string. Please don't let me drop. My life was surely stopped. Cause I'm wrapped in a dream. I'm bleeding your soul. My heart's in a noose. And I can't break loose. I'm not handsome.
After a dated little hippie ditty called Everything's Tuesday that didn't do too well, the Chairmen finished up their incredible run of 1970 hits with one that managed to include nearly every important influence on the contemporary soul scene without managing to sound forced.
I spend my money on you every time.
And as if the year wasn't lucky enough for the General, the B-side of Everything's Tuesday contained a song that, although everybody ignored the original version, was one of those sentimental numbers that people have recorded over and over again.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged, folks called me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, but inside he was hurting because he'd done all he could. My papa, what a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education daddy never had. But he did wonders when the times got bad. But
Patches was a hit for soul singer Clarence Carter and many others in the years to come. Late in 1971, the chairman of the board began to break up. Solo albums by the individual members appeared, and finally the whole thing collapsed. General Johnson went on to write songs for other artists, and recently he's been spotted performing with Danny Woods as the chairman. Maybe Act Three is about to begin.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.